We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. We're coming up on 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Monday, November 27th. Wichita police are investigating two bodies found in two different locations.
I'm Rodney Price. Math is helping researchers convert wheat straw into ethanol.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. It's going to feel more like early summer than late fall today. How warm will it get? Our forecast is coming up.
Wichita police are investigating after two bodies in two different locations were found yesterday morning.
Just after 11 a.m., officers responded to an unknown call for EMS at a residence in the 800 block of North Litchfield near Seneca and McLean. Upon arrival, officers located a 20-year-old female resident of the home who was unresponsive. She was later pronounced dead at the scene. Officer Charlie Davidson says investigators believe this isn't a random incident and are interviewing several parties regarding the incident. Then about 40 minutes later, officers responded to a suspicious character call in the 7800 block of East Pageant near Central and Rock Road. A resident called in an unfamiliar vehicle parked in the city street. When officers arrived, they found a 26-year-old male in the vehicle who was pronounced dead at the scene. Currently, no arrests have been made. If anyone has any information regarding these cases, please call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Jurors resumed deliberations today in the San Francisco murder trial of an undocumented immigrant accused of killing Kate Steinle. Her death was highlighted by President Trump as a reason why tougher immigration and sanctuary city policies are needed. A federal judge blocked the Trump administration from withholding money from sanctuary cities.
The suspect in Kate Steinle's murder had been deported five times before killing her, and immigration officials had asked San Francisco to hold him until they could deport him again. San Francisco said no, that violates court rulings and their own sanctuary policy, so they released him. The Justice Department said it would withhold funding from sanctuary cities, and Santa Clara County sued, along with San Francisco. As the Steinle trial wrapped up, a federal judge ruled against the Trump administration.
Can we detain people and keep them locked up and waiting, even though they might be otherwise releasable? Can we do that as some sort of a courtesy without violating constitutional principles of those people who are being detained? And the answer is no.
Santa Clara County Supervisor Dave Cortese says the whole issue will likely be appealed until it gets to the Supreme Court. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Researchers in Kansas and China are using math modeling to improve the process of converting wheat straw into the production of ethanol.
Wheat straw, the plant residue left after wheat harvest, is abundant in Kansas. The straw has low commercial value, but one use for it is fuel production. The Topeka Capital Journal reported researchers in Kansas and China are using mathematical modeling to improve the process of converting wheat straw into pellets for the production of ethanol. Pellets can be more easily handled and transported to ethanol processing plants, where ethanol extracted from them can be substituted for fossil fuels. Mathematical modeling can save both time and resources required for experimental studies. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Two members of Congress beset by sexual assault allegations back on Capitol Hill as claims continue to swirl.
Minnesota Senator Al Franken returns to Capitol Hill today after being silent for days on allegations by four women of sexual misconduct. In an interview on Minnesota Public Radio Sunday, Franken said he wants to be a better man and has taken steps toward that.
This is what I'm doing. I'm taking responsibility. I apologize to the women who have felt disrespected.
In the House chamber, its longest-serving member, John Conyers of Michigan, stepped down from his role as top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, saying he won't let allegations he faces be a distraction to his party. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The economy getting a nice jolt from the start of holiday shopping.
Retailers and economists keeping a close eye on the numbers as shoppers hit the stores for Black Friday sales. Experts say the Black Friday craze may be waning with more and more people skipping the shops to stay home and click instead. In-store foot traffic for Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday was actually down nearly 2% compared to the same 2 days last year. With Thanksgiving and Black Friday behind us, now it's all about Cyber Monday. This year is forecast to be the largest online shopping day in U.S. history. In Los Angeles, Marianne Rafferty, Fox News.
If your kids have ever dreamed of working with airplanes, you'll want to take them to Exploration Place coming up on Saturday.
That's when Exploration Place will open its completely new, permanent aviation-themed exhibit, Design, Build, Fly. It's a 5,100-square-foot exhibition filled with about 50 interactives. The exhibition was in direct consultation with local aviation experts from many different fields. Throughout the exhibit, you can even hear from local aviation workers who appear on screen to answer frequently asked questions. Jan Luth, president of the museum, says that aviation is the key economic driver of Wichita, and we need to be proud that it is here. The goal is to inspire children to pursue careers in science and technology. The exhibit opens to the public at 10 a.m. Saturday, December 2nd. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
It is 8:05 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. We're just a few minutes away from sports. We'll have a recap of the Chiefs game yesterday, a close one with the Buffalo Bills, and some very good news for the Wichita State volleyball program. Those details are on the way as well. It's all coming up in sports in just a few minutes. KNSS News Time, 8:05. KNSS News Time, 8:09. A media giant is being acquired. It's a deal backed by two conservative billionaires with ties to Kansas.
Meredith Corporation announcing it will acquire Time, the publisher of Sports Illustrated, Fortune, and, of course, Time Magazine. It's part of an agreement valued at $2.8 billion. Meredith, which publishes Better Homes and Gardens, Family Circle, and owns AllRecipes.com, reports the deal is expected to close in 2018. The bid to buy Time is backed by billionaires Charles and David Koch. The conservative brothers put up $650 million in preferred equity through a unit of Koch Industries. However, Meredith claims that unit will not have a seat on its board, nor will it have influence on the editorial operations. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A crackdown on Sunday shopping in Poland.
Poland's parliament approving a bill to shut down Sunday shopping most weeks in all but the smallest stores. If it's approved by the country's president, then beginning next March, stores would only be allowed to open for customers on two Sundays a month. From 2019, that goes down to one Sunday a month, and then in 2020, seven Sundays a year. The idea was proposed by trade unions to help shop workers spend more time with their families, but critics say thousands of jobs would be at risk. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
It is 8:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We have a stalled out vehicle northbound on I-135. It is at the 8th and 9th Street exits. Watch for a traffic slowdown in that area. Again, that's northbound I-135. At 8th and 9th, traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Thank you, Jad. And now let's take a look at that weather forecast here on a Monday morning. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday with the latest. Dan?
Good morning. The normal high temperature for this time of year in Wichita is 50. We will be well above that this afternoon. Sunny, windy, and 73 for the high. Partly cloudy, breezy overnight. Our low 52. And a few scattered showers will drift in on Tuesday. It'll be windy and not as warm with a high 60. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south. It's partly cloudy, 48 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, offering $5 select appetizers Monday through Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. for happy hour. Full cocktail menu may be found at monarchwichita.com. It's a great place to hang out, The Monarch in Delano. It is 8:11 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on this Monday morning. Sometimes they say love is blind. Apparently, so is anger at times as well. Recently, President Trump got into a beef with LeVar Ball, you know, the guy that's the dad of three college basketball players.
Right.
One of the three players that was arrested in China for shoplifting. The president complained that Ball should have been more grateful for what he said were his efforts to get the players freed. Now and then, of course, everyone takes to the internet to let their opinion be known.
Right.
Some internet folks are dissing Ball, but they weren't making their anger at LeVar Ball. They were directing their anger at LeVar Burton.
No way.
You know him, the actor who was in Star Trek and Roots and hosted Reading Rainbow. That guy, yeah.
No way.
In fact, one Twitter user showed a true news mashup denouncing Burton as, quote, a has-been actor with the thief for a son. Yeah. Wrong.
Yeah.
It's not LeVar Burton.
Yes.
It's LeVar Ball.
Oh, that is.
But, you know, you don't have to have your facts right when you're on Twitter.
Oh, no, you don't.
You just say whatever you want to say.
Yeah, on
any social
media.
You're right,
media.
You're wrong, whatever.
Twitter, Facebook, you can say anything. Nobody fact checks any of it.
No.
And everything you say gets automatically gainsaid anyway.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, people automatically tell you you're wrong no matter what it is you say, so it doesn't matter. Social media doesn't matter.
Social media. Ron Howard's dad has passed away. 89 years old. Ron taking to Twitter to praise his dad for the way he balanced his Hollywood ambitions as an actor with his personal integrity. The elder Howard's acting career spanned several decades, even going back to the 1950s when he was in several of Ron Howard's films as well. Not in the 50s.
Not
but
in the 50s.
Yeah, but afterwards, including Apollo 13, A Beautiful Mind, and Splash. Yeah, Rance Howard would occasionally show up in some of Ron's movies in a small role.
Yeah. So would his brother, Clint Howard.
That's right. Rance passed away at the age of 89. Last night, Miss Universe was crowned, a new Miss Universe. The beauty queen representing South Africa wins the Miss Universe crown. Demi Lee Nell Peters was named to the honor last night at the ceremony in Las Vegas. Runner-up, Miss Colombia, Laura Gonzalez. Third place, Miss Jamaica. There were 92 women from around the world taking part in the Miss Universe competition. Miss South Africa. Coming out on top.
I don't know. I haven't seen the pictures yet. I'm going to look that up, see.
They're all stunningly beautiful women.
Well, I imagine so. We've got the whole world to
pick from.
That's
pretty much all it is, yeah. 50 years ago on this day, the Beatles released their new album called Magical Mystery Tour.
That's
right. Released in the United States by Capitol Records. Some people not a big fan of that album. I kind of like it.
I liked it.
I love the title song. And Fool on the Hill is one of my favorite Beatles songs. That's also from Magical Mystery Tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's up and down a little bit. It's not great across the board, but it's got some good stuff. That came out, the Beatles album Magical Mystery Tour, released in the U.S. 50 years ago on this day. A Norwegian reindeer herder says there's been some trouble.
I saw this story overnight. This is a weird one.
This is not, this is a little strange. And the title of the story is called Reindeer Killed in Norway. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah, so you had to look further.
More than 100 of these reindeer have been killed in 3 days by freight trains.
Right.
The worst encounter between reindeer and railroad cars was just over the weekend. 65 reindeer plowed into in one instance. He says more than 100 reindeer have been killed since last week, something that he calls unprecedented. The company that operates the trains now reducing speeds in that area where the reindeer have been killed. There must be a reason. Maybe it's warmer temperatures and the reindeer are going further south. Who knows? But
that's a lot of reindeer killed by trains.
Killed by some of these fast-moving freight trains. It is 8:16 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. You've heard of fake news, but what about fake olive oil? Officials in Greece say it's definitely a thing. Prosecutors have charged 7 people for fraudulently selling large quantities of the fake stuff. A family of 4 and 3 of their kin are charged with a number of crimes related to the making of bogus olive oil. And they're marketing it as being the extra virgin variety. And it is not. Prosecutors say they took sunflower oil and then they put some dye into it so it would look like extra virgin olive oil. Come on now.
Yeah.
Well, at least they've cracked down on them. No more fake olive oil. Well, maybe that's one of the things you should not buy today, but many Americans will be buying lots of stuff today here on Cyber Monday. You want to make sure your investment is protected, especially your payment data. Let's find out more from the CEO of Secure Anchor Consulting and former commissioner on cybersecurity for President Obama, Dr. Eric Cole, joining us today. And doctor, this is a big day for folks online, and you want to make sure you're safe when doing so.
It's a big day for shoppers, and it's a big day for cyber criminals because there's lots of nice targets to go after.
And does the fact that there are so many people doing their online shopping today make that even more rife for potential criminals?
Absolutely, because what a lot of people think is that they're targeting a specific person. So I hear people go, Eric, I'm not that important enough. Nobody would target me. But the adversary is really about the numbers. They want to steal as many credit cards, as many identities as possible, and every shopper out there is a potential victim for them.
So, doctor, if I'm online today, how can I protect myself at least as much as possible if I want to do some online shopping?
First and foremost, a lot of it is just use the common sense that you use in the real world. So be careful of when and where you give out your personal information, give out your credit card data. Also, one of the big things we've seen a lot this morning already is a lot of fake advertisements that lure people in. So, for example, you go to Google, you put in that gift, and the third or fourth link shows that gift for 80% off. You can't believe your eyes. That's such a good deal. You click on it. And guess what? It was a deal that was too good to be true. It was set up by the adversary. And with that one click, your computer's compromised. Your data's gone.
And we've seen this before, but especially on a day when so many Americans are going to be going to those sites, it's a pretty easy target sometimes. So I guess you're saying just beware and be aware of what you're doing today when you're hitting the internet.
Exactly, and also make sure you're real careful of what you type in, because a lot of adversaries will register Amazon with two Z's, and they'll register Amazon.org or JCPenney with an extra Y. So what happens often is a lot of people are typing so quick, they add an extra letter, the site pops up, it looks legit, but it's actually an adversary site, not the real site, and you get lured in.
All right, good tips to make sure that you're completely safe, or safe as you can be, here on Cyber Monday. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Eric Cole, CEO of Secure Anchor Consulting. He's also a former commissioner on cybersecurity for President Obama. Thank you very much for your time today, Dr. Eric Cole, with some words of advice on how to make sure you're protected here on Cyber Monday. It is 8:20 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's see what's going on in the world of sports. Yesterday, we had pro football action right here on KNSS. Of course, the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Buffalo Bills. Kind of a rough day, maybe for both teams, although only one would end up with a loss, and that was the Chiefs at home. Could not get the offense going yesterday against the Bills in a tight game. The Chiefs, of course, in a game that's that close, you do have your chances, just not able to capitalize. Here's a little bit of a rundown from the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
The Chiefs also had two opportunities down 16-10 with the ball, and they could not convert a fourth and four, and then they got the ball back, a quick three and out, and then Alex Smith threw an interception on the final drive, a pass intended for Tyreek Hill as Ladarius White with the interception, and the Buffalo Bills win by a score of 16-10 over the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Chiefs now, after a 5-0 start, are 6-5 on the year.
Still in first place, though, but only by a game over the Chargers and the Raiders. So the Chiefs are barely holding on to first place now and take another loss at home. 16-10, Bills win it yesterday. Great news for the Wichita State volleyball program last night. The NCAA tournament selection show revealed Wichita State is the number 16 national seed. And for the first time ever, the Shockers get to host an NCAA volleyball regional. This will be at Koch Arena. First round matches on Friday, then the round of 32 on Saturday. The winner of this regional will advance to the Sweet 16. The Shockers and Radford will meet in the opening round on Friday. The other pairing is pretty interesting, Kansas and Missouri.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great volleyball coming up this weekend at Coke Arena. Shockers hosting for the first time ever. There'll be a long discussion about it tonight. Should be good discussion about it on the WSU Volleyball Coaches Show with head coach Chris Lamb. That's at 8 o'clock tonight right here on KNSS. It's back-to-back-to-back Coaches Show night. We'll start it out at 6 o'clock with WSU Basketball Coaches Show with head men's coach Greg Marshall at 6 o'clock. Women's coach Keitha Adams at 7 o'clock, and then Coach Lamb talking volleyball at 8 o'clock, all right here on KNSS, and all broadcasting live at AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley at 13th and Greenwich. Go join the Shocker coaches for dinner tonight, talking all things Shocker athletics, and listen right here on KNSS. Speaking of Wichita State women's basketball, the Shocker ladies picked up their first win of the season yesterday, finishing up a Thanksgiving tournament in Albuquerque, as the Shockers beat Cal Irvine easily, 76-53. First win for the Shockers under their new head coach, Keitha Adams. Rangy Bassard with a season-high 23 points in the win yesterday, as the Shocker ladies pick up the win for Coach Adams. And a little note for Shocker women's basketball. It was 40 years ago today that Beth Epp had a legendary 37-point game for the Shocks against Northwest Missouri State. That at the time was the highest scoring output ever by a Shocker women's basketball player. That was by Beth Epp, her 37 points. That was 40 years ago today. And a little hockey action downtown Wichita yesterday at Intrust Bank Arena. First meeting ever between the Wichita Thunder and the Kalamazoo Wings. And it went the way of the Thunder, 4-1. Goalie Joel Rumpel with 38 saves. And Dyson Stevenson of the Thunder had a Gordie Howe hat trick.
The Gordie Howe.
Jad, please explain to listeners what a Gordie Howe hat trick is.
That would be when a player gets a goal, an assist, and gets into a fight.
In the same game.
In the same game, yes.
So Dyson Stevenson got that done. The Thunder gets the win. Wichita tied for the top record in the league. Wichita has won four of its last five. Still another win. Off to a fantastic start. At Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS, 824 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Traffic and weather coming up, and who knew about the potential Russian election interference? The Sean Hannity Morning Minute is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.